So David Goldman at CNN Money, he writes this article exclaiming that digital gadgets make us read more news. I can definitely agree with that. You know, I feel that accessing news is so new on devices such as smartphones, tablets, e-readers. It's much more convenient than laptops, I believe, you know, because with a laptop you have to open it, you have to start it up, you have to open the browser, so on. Sometimes when you start up a laptop, it initializes slowly. So that's the whole convenience thing. With an iPad, you can just click the home button, type in your password, and then you're good to go. You know, you can just click on a CNN app, and then voila, news is right before your eyes. News on these devices is also somewhat consolidated. When you have an app, it's in a different format. It's something that is personalized to that device. Speaking about the CNN app that I mentioned earlier, it's not the same desktop website. It's different. It's differently formatted to fit the iPad. So a lot of things are much more concise. Another app that I have experience with using is Pulse News, and that utilizes an RSS feed, which is basically just a feed full of summarized text. And that really speaks towards the convenience again. So that's one great advantage about smartphones, tablets, e-readers, things like that. In the article, Goldman says that newspaper readership declined, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. It kind of parallels the decline of books when internet became prevalent. So that's something that's to be expected. I feel like this trend will continue. As technology improves, and it's improving at a really fast rate, I feel like, right now. So it's going to keep improving, and when that happens, new devices are going to come out that are going to be even more convenient. So I think it's just going to continue, and I believe it's for the better. So that's what I have to say about that.